Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The National Weather Service has issued a wind chill warning for nearly all of New England. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio warns the cold is dangerous and winds are making it even more so.
We're expecting sustained winds of 25 to 30 miles per hour today, with gusts as high as 50 miles per hour. So on top of the extreme cold, we have wind that really will affect everyone who's outside.
Some areas of New England could feel as cold as 40 below, and the frigid air mass is expected to stay put until tomorrow. A huge and deadly pileup in central Pennsylvania this morning involving more than 50 cars and trucks on Interstate 78. The crash occurred amid strong winds and what's described as a snow squall, leaving tractor trailers, box trucks, and cars all tangled up across three lanes of traffic. The Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency says there are multiple fatalities and dozens are hospitalized. In Turkey, a pro-government newspaper quotes the country's prime minister as saying Turkey and Saudi Arabia could launch a joint ground offensive against ISIS in Syria, and Riyadh is sending warplanes to a Turkish airbase. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul.
Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu told the Yeni Şafak newspaper that Turkey and Saudi Arabia agree that once a comprehensive strategy to combat the Islamic State is in place, ground troops may be needed in Syria, and the Turks and Saudis could provide them. There was no definite timeline in the minister's remarks, which were widely picked up inside and outside Turkey. Cavusoglu is also quoted as saying Saudi fighter jets will be sent to Incirlik Air Base, from where the U.S.-led anti-ISIS coalition has been staging airstrikes in Syria and Iraq. Diplomats are pressing for a pause in fighting in Syria to allow humanitarian aid to reach besieged areas. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The governor of Michigan is planning to testify before Congress about lead contamination in Flint's water supply. WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter reports Governor Rick Snyder says he has an important message.
Snyder has been harshly criticized after Flint, under the command of a state-appointed emergency manager, temporarily began using its river as a water supply in an effort to save money. Lead leached into the water supply and into the bloodstream of those living in Flint. Congress scheduled hearings on Flint, but Democrats bristled that the GOP-led committees never called Snyder to testify. Now the governor is requesting to appear before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, saying he wants to ignite a national conversation on the problem with lead in water pipes. The move comes as recently released emails reveal some Flint officials felt they were being forced to change to a new water supply without proper safeguards in place. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
This is NPR. 220,000 soldiers are fanning out across Brazil this weekend to raise awareness about the mosquito that carries the Zika virus, which has been linked to a neurological disorder in newborns. The World Health Organization today warned microcephaly linked to Zika is rising in Brazil, Colombia, El Salvador, Suriname, and Venezuela. Colombian officials said today more than 5,000 pregnant women in the country are infected with Zika. Hawaii's governor has declared a state of emergency to fight illnesses carried by mosquitoes. The Zika virus is one concern, and Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Norman reports dengue fever is another.
More than 250 cases of dengue fever have been reported on the Big Island of Hawaii. The same kind of mosquitoes that carry dengue can also carry the Zika virus, although there have been no locally transmitted cases of Zika in Hawaii. State officials say there's no reason for visitors to stay away. Governor David Ige's emergency declaration will lead to new staffing at the Department of Health. A December report from the Centers for Disease Control pointed out that Hawaii's mosquito control personnel were slashed by more than half in recent years because of budget cuts. For NPR News, I'm Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
Six remaining Republican presidential candidates are preparing for a debate tonight in Greenville, South Carolina. Jeb Bush, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, John Kasich, Marco Rubio, and Donald Trump will be on the stage. It comes a week before South Carolina's GOP primary. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.